Day 9. Astonishing courage. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. And when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. Astonishing courage is a hallmark of ordinary people who are connected with Jesus. I love this scripture. People knew the natural character and ability of Peter and John. So when they saw the remarkable courage shown by these two men, they knew Jesus had enabled Peter and John to become extraordinary. As a child, I loved to read missionary stories of brave people who lived daring lives of faith due to their total commitment to God. Today, as you consider your life, remember that even though you are ordinary, God will enable you to live an extraordinary life. However, we are in a moment that requires great courage. We often do not realize the sense of bravery we demonstrate to the bystanders around us. They watch our lives and they are astonished by our courage. In Malaysia, over 20 years ago now, God asked us to organize an outreach with Reinhard Bonnke in the city of Kuala Lumpur. The church leaders were really fearful that with an Islamic government and having just had 10 members of the Youth with a Mission arrested for street evangelism, that we would all go to prison. But we prayed and we felt all the more strongly that this was the right thing to do. We encountered various setbacks, but as we prayed, again and again, God opened the doors of impossibility. God enabled us to hire the Merdeka Stadium, the national sports stadium which hosted the Southeast Asian Games, as the venue for this event. Then all the permits and visas necessary for these meetings were released, and we hosted a six-day gathering. Although we were aware that what we were doing was risky, we had no idea it was so dangerous. Later in life, I met some of our friends from Malaysia who told us that they thought we had astonishing courage. Did we not realize we could have been arrested, sent to jail? Did I not worry for Gordon and our two young children? At the time, I remember thinking some of these scenarios, but then just having such a sense of peace to continue. I realized that we stayed in the place of prayer and God gave us his courage. I was not aware that I was being given grace to walk through this time of danger, but God just gave me extraordinary courage. This is a strange quality of courage. You don't realize you have it until you need it. And even then, others often recognize it more than you do yourself. I've watched many amazing people with extraordinary courage. These are the people who face bankruptcy and find the faith to stand up and start their business all over again. Those who lose a child in tragic circumstances and then start a children's home to help the poor. Lose a leg in an accident and then work in the community to help prisoners. Such amazing people of great courage. But I'm often surprised the person that I thought would be strong and cope with the trauma of learning that they have cancer has crumbled when someone who I considered more needy has flourished, found courage and been resilient throughout. Often it is only the tough times that reveal our true resources. It was obvious that the contemporaries of Peter and John were surprised at their ability to show courage. It was unexpected. But because they had the right connections with Jesus, they were able to flourish in difficulty. So do not fear tough times, worrying that you will not have the courage to face the pain, but instead, just stay connected to Jesus and you will find you will display astonishing courage. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you that you can make me extraordinary, even when I feel so ordinary. Please enable me to stand with courage as I face challenging circumstances and to know that you will never leave me alone. Thank you for your grace to excel at all times. Let me grow deeper in my relationship with you so that people will recognize that I have been with Jesus. Amen.